This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can look at the cost of increasing the number of American troops in Afghanistan in a couple of ways, right? In lives, of course, the most basic and important measure. In dollars and cents, billions and billions of those dollars, the easiest way to add it all up, probably. But for a war that's been going on since 2001, there's a stability thing to talk about here as well. Because despite, or maybe because of, 16 years of American and allied involvement, the Afghan economy is still in a good deal of trouble. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
When the U.S. first started pouring money and troops into Afghanistan back in 2001, the Afghan economy boomed. William Byrd is with the U.S. Institute of Peace.
Actually, between 2002 and 2012, the Afghan economy was growing at the fastest rate of almost any economy in the world.
But Byrd says the bottom dropped out of the Afghan economy in 2011 when the U.S. started a massive troop withdrawal. The average Afghan now only makes about $600 a year, according to the World Bank. Agriculture has always been a moneymaker. Illegally grown poppy for opium is the country's biggest cash crop. Afghanistan also has copper, iron, and rare minerals that could be mined. But they're not. Part of the problem? Corruption.
Everyone expects a bribe. Without the bribe, you don't get anything done.
That's Hossein Ashkari. He teaches business and international affairs at George Washington University. He says much of the money the U.S. has spent in Afghanistan has been siphoned off by corrupt officials. The Afghan government depends heavily on U.S. aid. Michael Semple is an Afghan expert and visiting professor at Queen's University Belfast. He spoke to me via Skype.
At the moment, Afghanistan cannot generate sufficient revenue legitimately to cover essential costs of the Afghan state.
Semple says the U.S. should try harder to stop the rampant corruption in Afghanistan that eats up so much of the revenue the government needs to stand on its own. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.